U.S. Bishops Condemn Homeland Security Rule for Immigrant Children. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 27, 2019. The chairman of the U.S. Bishops Committee on Migration has condemned the final rule published by the Department of Homeland Security last week relating to the care and custody of immigrant children under the Flory Settlement Agreement. This rule will have heartbreaking consequences for immigrant children, those whom Pope Francis has deemed the most vulnerable group among migrants, said Bishop Joe S. Vasquez of Austin in a communique posted on the bishop's website. The 2015 court-ordered Flory's rule said migrants with children must be released after 20 days, even if officials suspect the migrants are ineligible for asylum, a situation that encouraged many immigrants to skip their court hearing and settle in the country illegally. The new DHS regulation will allow border agencies to detain migrants and children for multiple weeks until their legal claims for asylum can be completed. The Flores Agreement sets forth foundational principles and critical protections regarding the care, custody, and release of immigrant children who are in federal custody, including the general requirements that they be housed in the least restrictive setting and in licensed facilities for child care, Bishop Vasquez said in his statement. The new rule will drastically undermine existing Flory's protections for immigrant children in federal custody, he said. It is an attempt by the administration to circumvent existing obligations and undermine critical protections for these children, the bishop continued. This rule will jeopardize the well-being and humane treatment of immigrant children in federal custody and will result in children suffering long-lasting consequences of being held for prolonged periods in family detention. We oppose this rule that we believe is unlawful and inhumane. Countless children will be harmed by this new rule, and this is simply not acceptable, Vasquez concluded. Follow @ Williams Rome.